The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Statman, with you on this 20th day of February 2019. And I'm watching a trend here that's a little, disturbing. Now, remember when they came out with these terrorism laws? Now, why this is so important, this enables the police state, because this takes this outside of the realm of general crime and punishment, due process and all that other stuff. And I give you the NDAA that, if the government designates you as being a terrorist, well, then we can take extraordinary measures because, well, you're a terrorist. Such as we can zap you up. We can put you in, incarcerate you. Either here in the U.S. or some prison around the world. Doesn't matter. You will not get due process. You're not going to be grand juried. You're not going to be in front of a civilian jury. Well, you know, you're a terrorist. All your due process, right out the window. Well, if you've noticed in the last couple of days, the illegal invaders, the illegal aliens, they want to start calling them terrorists. Drug dealers, international drug dealers, terrorists. Terrorism, if I understand this correctly, it is trying to achieve a political change through violent actions on a smaller scale, but yet sometimes effective, sometimes not. No large-scale damage we're talking here. Just terroristic acts. If you noticed several years ago, you start seeing the cops arresting people for making terroristic threats. Well, what's that got to do? You know, are there laws already on the books? You can't threaten somebody. Well, that's a threat. Okay, you can't go around threatening people. So, point is that there are all these laws that cover already all the crimes that are already committed: murder, rape, blackmail, threatening people, shooting them, doing whatever. There are already laws there. This is what has allowed the police state, under the threat of terrorism, for them to take extraordinary measures to get the bad guys, get the terrorist. Yeah. Well, this is this Jussie Smollett. Some are suggesting that he be charged with a fake hate crime. Now, even though that's what this Smollett, this foo-foo actor, jeez. I mean, really, pouring bleach on yourself, putting a noose around your neck. Yeah, you're a Hollywood creature. You couldn't do any better than that, or you couldn't go get a one of these guys, a makeup artist, or somebody to give you some tips. Well, he's claiming it was a hate crime. So question is, should he be charged with a hate crime because he caused a hate crime? Let's be careful here. In a fair and thorough investigation, Breitbart put this up, establishes that Jesse Smollett faked the attack he claimed was perpetrated by white men wearing MAGA hats, then he should be charged with a hate crime. Nope, don't think so, but for the sake of the argument, fake hate crimes are hate crimes. If hate crime laws are merely instruments of a totalitarian political power rather than sound legal principles applicable to Americans of every color and creed, then it's long past due to get rid of them. Yippee-ki-yay, I'm all down for that. Smollett's offense went far beyond wasting the police department's time with a false report. And as if that wasn't bad enough in crime-ridden Chicago, if that is the only charge he faces, he's likely to walk out of the courtroom without paying much of a penalty at all. The law is not exactly coming down on him like a ton of bricks, as he is apparently still free to blow off investigators when they request follow-up interviews. Let me stop, digress here for a second. He has submitted a phony police report. Okay, the police have looked at this long enough to know that, no, there wasn't a crime here, and we've been given false information by this wonderful foo-foo Jesse Smollett actor. And it's bogus. Okay, you can't lie, or you can't you just can't file false police reports. That unto itself is illegal. Okay? Do we need to charge him with terrorism? No. Charge him with filing a false police report? Yeah, you can get him for that. Do you think paying out $5,000 to a couple of Nigerians to help with a threatening letter and to do the whatever, I've yet to see a complete video of supposedly these Nigerians did or didn't do, but they were in on the farce. Paying somebody to commit a false crime and then submit it to the police as if it's a hate crime. Yeah, I think there's some charging to be done there. Now, Smollett's offense went far beyond wasting the police department's time and false report. If that's the only charge he faces, he's likely to walk. Folks, try filing a false police report, bearing false witness against somebody, having the police show up. The police are not very entertained by stuff like that. It literally is a waste of their time. And again, setting precedents to send the signal to other people that this is not a very good idea to be doing such things. Same thing with the cops in Houston. I mean, the full weight of anything these guys can be charged with should be levied against them. They should feel the sting of the law that they're out there supposedly enforcing. I never liked that term, enforcer, too much. Now, a federal hate crimes prosecution would make it clear Smollett deliberately targeted a group of Americans with the intention of inciting hatred against them. By the way, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're free to love anybody that you want. You're free to hate anybody that you want. As long as you do not cause them physical harm. Remember, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, not anymore. They changed that. Now, it's time to formally acknowledge that the left-wing hate hoaxes are one of the most prevalent and dangerous hate crimes in America right now. They're exceptionally dangerous because they instantly benefit from the combined power of the credulous news, media, and celebrity. We're all supposed to be very concerned about information warfare, disinformation, and meddling in our politics and society. Hate crime hoaxes are prime examples of all those things, and they are far more influential than Russia buying $1,000 of Facebook ads or whatever the case may be. Now, no farm-raised Russian troll could dream of whipping up the kind of saturation media coverage Smollett was given. His wildly improbable allegations were treated as hard, cold facts by mainstream media outlets that suddenly forgot everything their style books say about using the word alleged. Information warfare specialists can only dream of having their toxic viral memes repeated as enthusiastically as the mainstream media spreads the Smollett story. Now, hostile powers must regard hate hoaxes as dreams come true. This is exactly the kind of anger and chaos they wish to spread among American people. This is precisely the kind of mutilation they wish to inflict on our politics. Election meddlers could enjoy nothing more than virtually watching the entire Democratic presidential field for 2020 pick up the hoax without hesitation and then use it as a cudgel against the huge number of Americans they despise. Now, we're supposed to be concerned about the... Thank you very much. Sorry about that. This is exactly the kind of anger and chaos that wish to spread. Okay. Election meddlers could enjoy nothing more than watching virtually the entire Democratic presidential field for 2020. We're supposed to be concerned about the social environment that makes various pathological behaviors more common. Very well, let's talk about the social environment that makes so many people think nothing of reporting false hate crimes. Criminal behavior is usually influenced by risk-reward calculations. I like the way that fits in there. Risk-reward. So we've talked about that a lot. The carjackers of America, the little thugs, the little knuckle-draggers that run around, stick guns or knives or, you know, just catch you off guard and yank you out of your car, steal a purse, throw you on the ground, whatever. These dropped all off. They dropped through the floor, folks, once people said, hey, I'm going to start carrying a gun or I'm going to get a concealed weapon carry permit. It didn't take too long for the little saints of the street to get the idea that this little risk-reward calculation that they had before that was heavily in their favor all of a sudden flipped. Because if you're going to go after that 46-year-old mom and try to steal her stuff and her purse and her car and everything else, well, she's got a handgun handy. And you approach that driver window making these demands or whatever, and all of a sudden you've got a gun in your face, and boom. Now, folks, unlike what many cops have done claiming that, oh, he had a gun. No, he was going for his license or he was reaching in his pocket for a piece of paper, whatever the case may be. The sane people in the world understand that when you have somebody moving towards you with a weapon, that they intend to do harm to you. And if you get the shot off first rather than them, you playing defensive, you know, eating a lead bullet kind of thing, that you're perfectly justified. There is imminent threat. It's moving your way. You're seeking to defend yourself. So blow the little stinker's head off or put a hole in his head. They don't want to try to convict people of that because that's imminent threat. Now, that really is a threat to your sanctity and security and safety and all that other stuff. So I just wanted to bring up that risk-reward calculation. Same thing with homeowners and guns. We just posted a video the other day. In broad daylight, three young thugs decided that they were going to try to break into somebody's house while the homeowner was home, got out his pistol and started firing off some rounds. You never saw three white kids with the what they used to call in the military asses and elbows. They didn't know what to do. Their potential victim fought back. So this is kind of putting a new weight to the risk-reward environment. See, criminals are basically lazy. They don't want to work for what they've got. They'd much rather take it from you. So when they start to realize that their risk-reward quotient has been flipped upside down, I'm not saying that's going to stop them from being criminals. That's going to stop them from criminalizing you. And if they grow out of this stage of this narcissistic me, 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 and the hell with you, 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 if they're lucky enough to grow up and through that, so much the better. But chances are they may not. But they'll try to go and pick an easier target. They'll go to your neighbors or wherever. But I can guarantee you they ain't going to come back after you. Because this risk-reward thing, this hot lead, no, I don't want any hot lead in my body. It just doesn't feel good. So, ergo, you get my point. So as I said, criminal behavior is usually influenced by the risk-reward calculations. At the moment, people see little risk in reporting false hate crimes, but they perceive enormous rewards. Instant celebrity, the righteous rush of secular sainthood, and possibly financial benefit. The moral barrier against engaging in this kind of slander has grown very rickety. Hoaxers don't feel like they're doing anything wrong because they have imbibed the left-wing concept of deeper truth. Sure, maybe Smollett made up the story of the MAGA lynch mob, but his apologists will say that there are real threats lurking all over the place, and he performed a public service by raising awareness of the problem. No, he broke the law, is what he did. And the precedent must be set to deter other people from doing the same thing. See, this is the problem that we're having. No hard and fast rules. You broke the law and you're not going to get away with it. Sends a message to other people that might be considering doing the same thing, which up to now really haven't been punished. Not really. Now, Smollett's story broke only a few days after the media stuffed the Covington Catholic hoax down the memory hole, capping off their disgusting malpractice with a spate of editorials about how the Covington boys were still somehow wrong or problematic, even though that Nathan Phillips fabricated his tale of menacing MAGA-hatted mob. Some media leftists managed to slip jabs at the Covington kids in the middle of their soliloquies about the press doing a less-than-stellar job of covering the story. Now, the deeper truth narrative about the smirking red hat Catholic school pro-lifer hatred still bubbles among even the media that had to admit that it was utterly hoodwinked by the left-wing activist, and it didn't bother to investigate even the most cursory faction. That they just ran with it. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at this hate. Oh, yeah, let's run with that. Well, that 16-year-old is going to be suing the Washington Post because they were one of the biggest drumbeaters out there. It wasn't alleging anything or any. No, no, no. There wasn't any background. There wasn't any let's go get a couple more witnesses kind of thing. No, they just ran with this story. Well, they're going to get sued, and chances are the 16-year-old Covington boy is going to win that case. Now, why wouldn't other hoaxers expect similar fake but accurate defenses when their phony hate crime reports fall apart? They know they will be given virtually limitless credit for good intentions. The worst media action line they have to fear is, okay, maybe everybody involved was wrong and we can all learn something from this teachable moment. If you've got to remind journalists and reporters how to do a job, they shouldn't hold the job. And if they're propagandists with an agenda, again, they shouldn't be holding that job. You heard what I said yesterday about the CBS reporter that finally came out and said, look, 85% of the people in the media are Democrats. And I read that as liberal Democrats. 85% of them in the newsrooms? Where the hell all the conservatives go? Did they kill them and eat them? Or did they kill them and shove them in the basement? Why aren't they being hired? Why isn't a conservative voice out there?
has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
We can take a step here toward fixing that by throwing the book at Jussie Smollett if he's found guilty of faking a hate crime, which absolutely must be considered as much as a hate crime as the incident he faked. Otherwise, we're reinforcing all the awful forces that inspire people to invent phony hate crimes, including the poisonous totalitarian idea that some groups are incapable of hatred while others deserve to be hated. So slandering them is not a serious offense. The amount of slander, speaking of which, that goes on by these supposed reporter, journalist, newscasters, whatever the case may be, and allowing their guests. Now, it's interesting to note here that most of these talking heads have law degrees. Now, don't you find that kind of odd? I can see journalism degrees, but law degrees? So if they've got a law degree, shouldn't they understand when they're, if they're out there slandering somebody? You know, just because somebody is a public figure, it doesn't mean you can say anything that you want about it. You know, it might be considered to be slandered. Now, slander generally is, the idea behind it is you've got a stellar person and you're saying bad things about them. So they want to protect their reputation, so they'll go after you for slander. On the other hand, if you're a public figure, you have your opinions about their conduct and how they conduct themselves or what they're doing or not doing, you know, that's fair game. That is fair game. And it should be protected. But they're whittling away at all of this stuff. See, what was here tomorrow doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, what's here today is not going to be here tomorrow. Rules change and, well, attitudes change and the way we look at things. Well, if you start doing away with what's right and what's wrong and you blur that line, see how well that works in a democracy? You know, so Ocasio-Cortez, the stuff that she's suggesting be done, how do you do that in a constitutional republic? How do you do, and I was most disappointed in the Supreme Court when they came down with a ruling about Obamacare. Now, the final ruling is, wait a minute here. Oh, yeah, the politicians, they can lay and collect taxes. That's within their purview. That's legal to do. Okay. But mandating that you take health care under punishment of the government because you don't want to, or you looked at it and said, I'm not participating in that, forced compliance, you can't force me to contract. I'm sorry. And you do have to sign paperwork, by the way. Even with the Obamacare, that's contract. You're accepting terms and you're agreeing. Well, I didn't accept anything about it, so what does the chicken snot-nosed people on the Supreme Court rule? Well, they took the easy way out. Oh, yeah, that's it. We're not going to rule on the legality of the government forcing you to take health care. No. We're just going to look at it from the angle that, well, Congress, they passed Obamacare, and they have the right to collect taxes. So that's the route we're going to take. That wasn't even a stretch of the imagination. That was no imagination at all. And that was the middle finger to you and I, folks, from the Supreme Court, is what that was. Now, you don't see a whole lot of challenges now, and you don't see any real attempt to reestablish Obamacare, because I think everybody had a moment to think about this and go, wait a minute here. What was the idea? That everybody has a right to health care. Yeah? You have the right to go to a dentist. You got a right to go to a podiatrist. You got a right to go to an oncologist. You got a right to go see any kind of doctor you want to. But you also have to pay for the service. Ah, that's where the government comes in. Oh, well, we'll just start enforcing this, and everybody's got to pay in, and it's going to be kind of like an insurance pool, I guess you would call it. But we reserve the right to define what is care and what is outside of the bounds of care. And basically, we're going to decide what we're going to do with your health all the while you're overpaying for this. And let's all keep in mind, folks, anytime the government gets involved in anything, well, you just see the cost just escalate. Well, with Obamacare, it was no surprise that the insurance agencies or the insurance people themselves had written the law. You know, the politicians need a little help here and there. Oh, they helped. They helped themselves to your rights. They helped themselves to your money. And this is so bizarre to see the Supreme Court of the United States rule in such a fashion. Well, speaking about the Supreme Court, and I'm a little bit leery of this, unanimous Supreme Court limits state power to levy fines. But we're still going to do it. But we're going to limit the states doing it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, the Rockefeller and Big Pharma facing a billion-dollar lawsuit for intentionally infecting people with syphilis. A federal judge recently approved a $1 billion lawsuit against Johns Hopkins University, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and the Rockefeller Foundation. The lawsuit is seeking restitution for victims who were intentionally infected with syphilis during the government's experiments in Guatemala during the 1940s. Hundreds of Guatemalans were reportedly infected with syphilis during the studies, which were designed to test the ability of penicillin to treat sexually transmitted diseases. The lawsuit was pending and waiting in limbo for the past 4 years until it was finally approved by the U.S. District Judge Theodore Chang last month. In 2015, when the lawsuit was originally filed, there were 750 victims seeking restitution. Now there's only 444 plaintiffs and some remaining relatives. So kind of fascinating here that they waited so long, but they still are moving through with the suit. And again, this is setting groundwork, folks. Do you see how easy it might be to switch gears because the drug manufacturers out there putting all kinds of nasty stuff in these injections, these vaccines that they're mandating our children taking? Setting precedent, setting this thing up. Tell you what, I wouldn't want to be in the drug business nowadays. And again, here we go again. Where is the punishment as a deterrent for the next group of people out of pure greed to not do the same thing? Seems to be a problem in this country with putting criminals in jail. Wonder if that's because most of the people in politics are criminals themselves. Ah, boy. Let me see here. Oh. Now, we got our own face. We have our own fake news list. All right? They're claiming that anything outside of the professional mainstream media, well, we're just conspiracy theorists. We're just tinfoil hat wearing people. We're fake. They flipped the tables on this, if you noticed. That messaging on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the case may be, well, you know, we've got to verify this stuff. Well, not if you're in denial or your job is to shoot down that which is being posted, which isn't fake if you would do some cursory study on any given subject. But see, that's not why they're doing what they're doing. Now, Tim Picott said, I'm not sure most of you have seen the fake news site and the list that has been going around social media the past few days. The media is incensed that the supposed alt-right was able to break through the dying mainstream media's Berlin Wall of Lies to expose their demigod. One ultra-liberal professor, Melissa Zimdars, caught wind of the hysteria and took it upon herself to create her own non-biased list of fake websites. Now, here are the criteria to be deemed a fake site, according to Zimdars, as well as a list of actual fake sites. Category? Number one, below is a list of fake, false, or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook and social media. Some of these websites may rely on outrage by using distorted headlines and decontextualized or dubious information. I like that word, decontextualized. In order to generate likes, shares, and profits, these websites are categorized with the number one next to them. Category number two. Some websites on this list may circulate misleading and or potentially unreliable information, and they're marked, well, with a two. Category three. Other websites on this list sometimes use clickbait headlines and social media descriptions, and of course, they are marked number three. Category number four. Other sources on this list are purposely fake with the intent of satire, comedy, which can offer important, crucial commentary on politics and society, but have the potential to be shared as an actual and literal news. I'm including them here for now because, one, they have the potential to perpetrate misinformation based on different audiences or misinterpretations, and two, to make sure anyone who reads a story by The Onion, for example, understands its purpose. If you think this is unnecessary, please see Literally Unbelievable. Now, this is what this dingbat came up with. The fake news sites out there, 100%fedup.com, 21stcenturywire.com, ABC.com, abcnews.com.co, activistpost, americannews.com, anonnews.co, before it's news, and that's before it's news is a fake news site, okay? Sorcha Fall, a disinfo artist, and I still to this day, I've been saying this for years. Anytime you see a story associated with a Sorcha Fall, it's fake. It's made up. may have a little basis of fact in there, but generally, it's nothing but fake. Let me see what else they have in here. CoastToCoastAM.com is a fake site. Let me see. I'm sorry? John B. Wells, Caravan to Midnight's fake news? Clyde Lewis? And, of course, they put IntelliHub in there. JonesReport.com. Is that Alex Jones? I don't know either. LouRockwell.com. I won't go through the entire list. The Blaze is a fake website. The writer says, some of my favorites include Lou Rockwell, Project Veritas, InfoWars, Prison Planet, LibertyTalk.fm, Natural News, Conservative Outfitters, Ending the Fed, The Free Thought Project, Breitbart, Coast to Coast AM, Red State, and last but not least, Zero Hedge. Funny how almost no liberal sites are on this list. Now, in the wake of the WikiLeaks and Project Veritas bombshells, the media the collusion has never been more apparent. ZeroHedge.com, which is a site I visit daily, reported the following. Perhaps Zimdars missed this John Podesta email exposing Arianna Huffington, blatantly colluding with the Hillary campaign to echo their message without any perceived conflicts. Or maybe this was just dismissed as useless Russian propaganda. She is enthusiastic about the project, but asks if she's more useful to us not being on the board and instead using Huffington Post to echo our message without perceived conflicts. Now, it's incredible that none of the mainstream media is on the list. We had abcnews.com.co, not American ABC News. The media went on an all-out offensive against President-elect Trump and dropped any pretext of media objectivity in the process. Lies, propaganda would even make William Randolph Hearst blush. The media used the entire 1984 playbook, but still fell victim to the thousands of activists who worked tirelessly to expose the Clinton crime syndicate. Ultimately, the proposals by Google and Facebook are incredibly scary. They, along with nut jobs like Zimdars, get to play judge, jury, and executioner, and in the process, silence the opposition while cutting off their income. Next News Network, Gary Franchi's outfit. Gary, any listeners out there that are fans of Gary Franchi? Gary, Next News Network, and it's nothing but politics. And the reason why you're doing this is because you want to get paid. You don't want to be deplatformed. You don't want to throw any conspiracy theories out there or cover any of the hard stuff that's going on. Gary, I'm glad that you're putting groceries in your grocery bag, but I'm wholly and solely disappointed with how you are spending your time. You know, Gary, go get a real job. You know, we got a lot of clickbait out there. We got a lot of people doing political stuff. Who needs Gary Franchi to do it? Gary, come on, man. Come on. You're just out there self-serving, doing this site of the political news, and getting paid for it. Shame on you. Now, Michael, pot please. And now, this little fantastic skit to help rub salt in the liberals' wounds while we enjoy more fake news.
Because I was going to whoop your ass, didn't I?
Oh, come on.
Well, now you're going to get it, motherfucker. That's right. You and me. Right now. We're having it out. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Sidewalk screamers,
mean,
snowflakes.
Mean.
That was the before and after Hillary Clinton. all tough and ready to, and after they lost. All right, so we covered the supposed fake news, but here's a list of ours from the Libertarian Advisor. Fake news sites. Snopes, Washington Post, Huffington Post, Politico, PBS, New York Times, The New Yorker, Slate, Daily Beast, Daily Kos, Mother Jones, Salon, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, ABC, USA Today, Think Progress, Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, most of Fox News, Vox, Talking Point Memo, Democratic Underground, BuzzFeed, Gawker, anything by Paul Krugman, PolitiFact, FactCheck.org, and folks, there are many, many more. No, I'm not fake, you're fake. No, I'm not fake, you're fake. Well, how do you attain the truth? What are facts and what aren't? Is the glass half empty or half full? Now, you could take a pessimist and an optimist and put them in a room, and they could sit there and argue all day about, well, wait a minute, isn't that glass designed to hold 12 ounces of liquid and it only holds 6? Well, then I say that glass is half full. Or, I'm sorry, half empty. But the optimist will look at it and go, oh, well, wait a minute, how do you know it wasn't in the process of being filled up? I see that glass as being half full. You could argue until the cows come home. But in the final analysis, if you got a 12-ounce glass and you only got 6 ounces of liquid in it, you got 6 ounces, not 12. So if you want to look at it and put your glasses on and go, oh, well, yeah, oh, that glass is half full. Okay, here's my ultimate question. Why didn't you choose a smaller glass? Oh, boy. Let's see. Thank you, Keith. Let's see what the California Democrats are up to. Oh, well, thank you for this one. Out of the California Globe, California Democrats author a bill. Do we have a drum roll? Got to have a drum roll for this. This is just too exceptional. I'm going to get you a snare drum. Or I'm going to get one for myself. I'll do my own damn drum roll. Got any Jeopardy music in there? We can play that while we wait. Hey, Mike, forget about it. Forget about it. California Democrats author bill to protect sex offenders who lure minors. Really? No crime if the person is within 10 years of age of the minor. Folks, I don't make this stuff up. I just report on it. State Senator Scott Wiener, no relation, Democrat San Francisco, and Assemblywoman Susan Eggman, Democrat out of Stockton, introduced a recent legislation to end blatant discrimination against LGBT young people regarding California's sex offender registry. By the way, Anthony Weiner was let out of jail, I think, the other day, and he's got to go on a sex offenders list. However, under this bill, SB 145, the offenders would not have to automatically register as sex offenders if the offender are within 10 years of age of the minor. Now, Weiner claims that the current law disproportionately targets LGBT young people for mandatory sex offender registrations, since LGBT people usually cannot engage in vaginal intercourse. What does that have to do with anything? Existing law, the Sex Offender Registration Act, amended by Proposition 35 by voters in 2012, ban on human trafficking and sex slavery requires a person convicted of a certain sex crime to register with law enforcement as a sex offender while residing in California or while attending school or working in California. Now, Wiener says currently for consensual yet illegal sexual relations between a teenager, age 15 and over, and a partner within 10 years of age, sexual intercourse, that is, yeah, you get the idea, does not require the offender to go to the sex offender registry. Rather, the judge decides based on the facts of the case whether sex offender registration is warranted or unwarranted. By contrast, the other forms of intercourse, specifically oral and anal, the registration is mandated under all situations with no judicial discretion. So that means if you got a 11-year-old, I guess, and you have a 21-year-old that rapes, well, then it's no big deal. It's not a crime. Or up to the judge's discretion whether you actually go on a registry. Wow.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Document this!
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Unanimous Supreme Court limits state power to levy fines, seize property, abuse asset forfeiture laws under the Eighth Amendment. And this came about, this opinion, from Timms versus State of Indiana. And the Rutherford Institute, it did its own amicus brief in the Timms versus State of Indiana. So if you want to go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, both of those are in PDF form if you care to read them. Washington, D.C., in a unanimous ruling that is expected to curb attempts by local and state governments to increase their revenue by seizing private property using excessive, arbitrary asset forfeiture laws, a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in the Timms versus State of Indiana that state governments must abide by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on imposition of excessive fines for criminal offenses. Now, attorneys for the Rutherford Institute had filed an amicus brief in Timms challenging the power of the state to engage in abusive policing for profit tactics and asking that the United States Supreme Court overturn a ruling by the Indiana Supreme Court, which found that the Eighth Amendment did not prohibit the state from seizing a vehicle worth $42,000 as a penalty for selling 4 grams of heroin. Lower courts had found the seizure to be grossly disproportionate to the offense. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the opinion for the court. Attorneys D. Alisa Hickok, Mark, I do believe this is Titachi, S. Vance White, and Matthew C. Sapp of Drinker, Biddle, and Routh, LLP, assisted the Institute in presenting the arguments. Let's not mince words. Civil asset forfeiture laws give police the green light to rob, pilfer, steal, thieve, swipe, purloin, filch, which I didn't know was a word, and liberate the American taxpayers of even more of their hard-earned valuables, especially if it happens to be significant amounts of cash. And how many times have you heard this? Get pulled over, cops discover you got a large amount of cash. Well, it must be drug money, so we're going to confiscate it. Oh, you're never charged? No drugs? No. No due process, but guess what? You don't get your money back. Really? So you're a highway robber. So the next time I get pulled over by one of the badged ones on the highway, is it going to be safe for me to assume that they're just highway robbers and shouldn't I have the right to shoot them before they approach me? A robber is a robber, right? I don't care what kind of costume he wears. Well, it's a little over the top, but you understand. Now, especially if this happens to be significant amounts of cash using any means, fair or foul, said constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Hopefully this ruling will remove the profit incentives associated with their asset forfeiture schemes that allow state governments and police to pad their pockets by engaging what has become a modern-day form of highway robbery. More on this when we get back. This is important. This is important. We've all heard the stories. Some of us have even experienced it. Get pulled over. What was yours a minute ago is not yours any longer. For not-so-clear reasons. But don't question that. At least you're not under arrest, but we get to keep your cash.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.